I'm a busy mom of young children, and I'm also currently pregnant. I find I have coldness, lack of love, patience, and grace at times, mainly towards my husband, most often than not. My heart's desire is to be a more godly woman, wife, and mom. Please just give encouragement and wisdom.
Dear sister, I want you first to hear that Paul says, let's just turn to it. I don't want to misquote it. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. Listen to that again. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, holiness with self-control. That's been often misinterpreted to say that wives are to stay home and bear children. And that's not what Paul is saying. Paul is saying that God commissioned women to be the means by which to implement his great redemptive enterprise to take Eden all over the world. Through childbearing is one of the ways. That's one of the ways salvation is brought to the world. If you continue in faith, love, holiness, with self-control. Now, where do those things come from? Where does faith, love, holiness, and self-control? By gritting your teeth real hard and trying your up-level most, dialing it up? Is that the way it happens? Well, that's the way we do it. But that's not the way it really works. It comes from the fruit of the Spirit. And what is the fruit of the Spirit? Well, it's not your fruit. Otherwise, it'd be the fruit of the Christian listed there in Galatians 5. No, it's the fruit of Him. It's the Spirit of Christ in you. So the focus ought not to be on you and your performance. Did you hear me? Oh, I wish I had 30 minutes to unpack that. Focus is not your performance. Focus has to be on not self, but on Christ. His beauty, His love, His charm, His attractiveness. Fall in love with Jesus. Well, how do I do that? Well, I have good news for you and bad news. Which one do you want first? The bad news is you can't do that. There's no dial, no switch in your heart that you can flip and turn up the love for Jesus. The good news is you can keep yourself in the love of God. That's Jude 21. And that simply means focusing on the promise of Scripture about God's great love for you. Here's how to keep your heart tender and revived. This will answer some other questions we have come, so I have to be careful here and not take all the time just with this question. Maybe I can follow up later. But when I get up in the morning and I want to find my heart warmed and experience Him, I don't focus on me or my heart. I focus on Him and what He's told me about His great love for me.